This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Schools are resegregating. Percentage of black students who are attending schools that are 90 to 100% minority went down in the South in the 1970s and 80s, but now is shooting up. In the Northeast, the percentage of black students in these schools has been climbing for decades. Seven major fast food chains, including Carl Jr.'s, Buffalo Wild Wings, and McDonald's, have agreed to end the practice of preventing their employees from moving among franchise locations through the use of so-called no-poach clauses under a deal announced by Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson's office. The NFL Players Association filed a formal grievance against the league over its new national anthem policy, which instructs players to either stand during the patriotic display or sit it out in the locker room, saying the policy infringes on player rights. President Trump may have been wrong-footed in some of his European meetings, but ethics lawyers and observers noted that he didn't miss a beat when it came to promoting his money-losing Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland repeatedly. Sir Alan Parker, a public relations whiz, resigned as the chair of Save the Children UK based on complaints of his handling of harassment complaints made by three women against two of the chief executives of the charity. In a Gallup poll released 3 years ago, 75% of American respondents said that corruption was widespread in the country's government. Among the other countries in Transparency International's top 20, they were also surveyed by Gallup. None were remotely as pessimistic about corruption as the United States. No other country has done so well at containing corruption while leaving so many of its people convinced that it is done poorly. In focus groups conducted after Clinton's loss in 2016, the Barbara Lee Family Foundation, which works to help elect more women, found that voters want to know more about a woman's personal life. If she doesn't share, they make assumptions about it. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkins. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.